Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance.
We hear that of women who have abortions, as many as 80% of them say if one person had reached out a helping hand and encouraged them to choose life, that they would have done so. And I think a lot of times, being that person out on the sidewalk, you are that one person. We've heard over and over again, every campaign we get stories about the women who say, well, they got up, they got in the car, they went for their abortion appointment, and they were praying that there would be somebody to tell them that they could do, that there was another option for them, another choice. And so for all the talk about women's rights and women's choice, so many women are choosing abortion out of a sense of despair, out of a sense of hopelessness. About two-thirds of them are under significant pressure from somebody else in their lives to have an abortion. And so we're advocates not just for the babies. We're also advocates for the women. I believe that abortion is really not the root of the problem. I think the root of the problem is despair. When we can look at a woman in crisis and say, I'm sorry, the best we can do for you is we're going to take your money and we're going to take the life of your child, I think that is not good enough. And so when we cannot be out there and we can help these women, whether they're needing an adoption referral, whether they're needing, access to medical care, whether they're needing help with housing. There are so many different resources that are available to women in crisis. And I think that's why over and over again we see so many lives saved. There are some locations where we don't see a ton of lives saved. And people wonder, gosh, why does all the good stuff seem to happen in other cities or when somebody else is out praying? But as exciting as it is to know that more than 12,000 lives have been saved through the simple prayers and witness of people out on sidewalks, we think that's really just scratching the surface. And the reason that we say that is some of the former abortion workers who have become pro-life have reported that when there are people out praying in front of an abortion facility, the no-show rate for those abortion appointments can go up to as high as 75%. Now, abortion is already the medical procedure in our country, if you want to call it a medical procedure, that has the highest no-show rate that there is. People don't want abortion. It's not something that people are excited about the way you might be excited to go in and get a new knee if you have a bad knee or, to give birth or something like that. We see people changing their minds, and it brings them hope. And so I think it's that hope that really has the impact on people who are abortion-minded or vulnerable.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.